The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You think Interscope or RCA or whoever is telling these artists you've got to get vaccinated? They just want that money.
First of all, these labels go let you drink lean until your liver gives out and you spill over and die. They're going to let you do all the coke you want until you OD. They're going to let you do mysterious drugs laced with fentanyl and then you OD and die and your music streams go up times 10,000. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to yet another episode of your new favorite podcast, DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
And it is Friday.
Hey.
Weekend is here. Couple of things to get to. They are trying to drag the baby's name through the mud yet again. I think this is Dave Chappelle's fault, honestly.
Honestly, let's blame it on Dave.
He brought it back up. Now they got the tiki torches out again for the baby. This time he's been accused of DMing a married woman. Also, NLE Choppa has threatened to quit rap over his anti-vax stance. And then it just gets crazier and crazier from there. So now there's a petition going around to free NBA Youngboy on change.org. Baby Keem has announced his Melodic Blue Tour. And then, you know, it's New Music Friday, so we're going to get into these new releases. But first, make sure you follow the podcast. Stop what you're doing right now. We're going to give you 2 seconds to hit that follow button. All right.
One, two, there.
Okay, boom. All right, so you follow the podcast. Go ahead and tell 3 friends to follow as well. Now let's really get down to it. So let's start it off with the baby. We haven't been the baby daily in a few weeks or maybe even a month or so.
Yeah, he's been kind of chilling, but I feel like it's everybody else that's starting to bring him back up.
Right. Ain't that the worst when you just minding your business and you get thrown into something?
I hate that. It's the worst thing.
Now, why am I in it? In my Nene voice. So the baby has been accused of DMing a married woman. And his name's come back up recently as he was brought up in Dave Chappelle's comedy special, The Closer, which we covered in our last episode. So go back and listen to that one if you don't know the backstory. But since the baby's name got re-brought back up, a young woman decided to come out and add to the pileup and say that the baby was DMing her.
Yeah, so there's this, I guess, popular couple on Instagram. You've probably seen them. It's like Mrs. LaTruth and LaTruth.
I do not be knowing these IG couples. What's the lady name with the bonnet and her husband was cheating on her? Derrick Jackson his wife and De'Ara and Ken and all of these people. I swear to you, I do not be knowing any of these people. And then they just pop up one day.
They always pop up. I hate that I'm so invested in this social media YouTube couple drama, but
oh goodness,
that's besides the tea. But so she takes her Instagram and she's posting these screenshots where it looks like the baby DM'd this other woman about her, like, oh, can you give me, like, he hooked me up. I've been seeing her, like, twice on my Instagram. This must be a sign that I need to talk to her.
Low-key sounds believable so far. Continue.
So then that woman takes those screenshots, shows it to the Mrs. LaTruth, and she just posts that. But her caption has everybody talking because she puts this long caption about how I don't play about my marriage. Like, the baby is doing business with my husband, Mr. LaTruth. And for him to try to like go behind his back and try to talk to me, that's so disrespectful. But then she's like naming other rappers and NBA players that were in her DMs, but she never posted about them.
Very bold of this lady to assume the baby know her whole life story and who she married to and what's going on in her life. He might have just seen a picture of a girl he thought was good looking and was like, oh, that's your friend? All right, put me on.
Right, exactly. Something like kind of just innocent. And like everybody was saying, you know, well, just you should just say like, oh, I'm married and leave it at that. Like, why'd you post screenshots?
Right. Like, what is doing the most?
Yeah, but she made the blogs, though, like all the Shade Room neighborhood talk. And everybody was like, well, she got what she wanted, because there are a couple that does like the fake pranks. Mm. And so I feel like any couple that does fake pranks, they do a lot for clout. They, like her husband's always in the verse
for clout. They do anything for clout.
And like her husband's always in the versus battles comments, like being like, well, I can battle everybody, or like just be doing the most. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was fake or whatever. But she keeps saying it's true.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's fake either. Anybody who's named LaTruth is just somebody you shouldn't trust.
Okay.
Like, because I know that's not your government name. That is not y'all real name. So if you're calling yourself LaTruth, the truth, besides Trey the Truth, who actually is the truth.
Right.
Anybody else, though, like, I feel like you kind of cap already just for having that be your name. So I believe that anybody that's a YouTube couple and their name is LaTruth and they do pranks and they do internet clout stuff in the versus battle comments, The evidence is mounting up against them, I gotta say. It sounds like it's either fake or he just would try to holler at her, didn't know who she was, and it was just that. Like, I don't understand why this is a story.
Right. And then, like, the biggest thing is the baby's baby mama, Mimi, she chimed in and was like, this is cap. And she said, she just talked to the Mrs. LaTruth a couple days ago. And Mimi was saying that, you know, she didn't really mention this to her. And it's not what they had talked about that she was going to do about it. And that was kind of weird. And then the baby took to his Instagram and said he blamed it on a graphic designer photoshopping his name on them on DMs. And he don't even talk like that. So there's
he
that.
Said, whichever one of you graphic designer took my name and that blue check and created that fake ass MF and DM and make me look like I'm trying to slide on somebody's wife, you dead effing wrong. Baby also said, and I don't even talk like that. Pick up on my lingo better next time and maybe it'll make some bigger blogs. Don't use my name to play with when it's a married couple. Don't put them type of problems on my plate. I don't want no trouble with no dude wife.
Period.
Sounds sincere to me.
Yeah, he was very serious tone, so.
Man, I feel like it's a campaign going on right now, man, against the baby.
Always. It's always against him.
He said what he said, and I feel like he paid his debt to society for these Rolling Loud remarks. Now we just shooting at anything. We just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what's going to stick.
Exactly.
At this point. What's our verdict on this? I'm ruling innocent.
I'm ruling innocent, too, in this DX Daily court case. The baby is innocent.
All right, not guilty. Case adjourned. Now let's talk about NLE Choppa, somebody else that's getting burned at the stake right now. So he's known for being one of the holistic, healing type of guys, natural remedies, student of Dr. Sebi type of guy. So he feels so strongly about not getting the COVID-19 vaccine that he said he's willing to quit music altogether if he had to choose between getting the vaccine and not getting the vaccine.
Yeah, he took to his Twitter and he tweeted, I'll be damned if I have to take the vaccine to make music on God. Y'all wouldn't hear another song from me.
Guess what, though, NLE Choppa? No one said that. No one anywhere in the history of music making said, look, if you don't get this vaccine, if you don't get this shot, you can't make records no more and make this label millions of dollars.
Right.
Or you can't put out a song on YouTube or SoundCloud if you don't get this vaccine. Like, it's not happening. Now, they might tell you you can't pull up to the award show. They might tell you, oh, you can't do this concert, so on and so forth. And then you can choose if you want to do that or not. But no one's going to tell you you can't make music if you don't get the vaccine. So there was really zero reason for you to volunteer this information.
Right. Like, who would make him, you know, get a vaccine? Like, you know, if someone works a regular 9-to-5 job, that's your corporate or your company. But you think Interscope or RCA or whoever is telling these artists you've got to get vaccinated? They just want that money. So they want good.
First of all, these labels go let you drink lean until your liver gives out and you spill over and die. They're going to let you do all the coke you want until you OD. They're going to let you do mysterious drugs laced with fentanyl and then you OD and die and your music streams go up times 10,000. So they obviously do not care what goes in and out of your body as long as you're making the music that's making them that money. So
exactly.
Rest assured, rest easy, NLE Choppa. No one's forcing you to get the vaccine. And really, like, whatever criticism comes from this, you kind of brought on yourself because this really didn't have to be said. This information was volunteered. No one asked about this. No one was like, hey, NLE Choppa, like, are you going to get this vaccine or not? Like, yeah. It just, you told us this for no reason.
Just oversharing for no reason.
He also was sharing his support for anti-vaxxer Kyrie Irving, who is causing a stir over in the NBA right now for not getting vaccinated. So he was just like, stand on it, King, at Kyrie Irving. F all jobs, schools, and sports teams who are forcing people to take vaccines. When will we realize we are the need? Without us, there's no them. I don't mind people taking the vaccine, but for the people who refuses to take it, how is it right for them to be jobless? It's not.
Right, exactly.
It's a choice you make, honestly. Like, they're not saying you're forced to get it. They're just saying if you don't get it, you're not going to have this job anymore. Now, you have to make the choice of what's more important to you. Is your job and paying your bills more important, or is not getting the vaccine more important? If not getting the vaccine is more important, then that's just the choice that you stand on, and you got to go look for a job that doesn't require it. Like, I don't see where the controversy is at. You going to run your company how you want to run your company as NLE Choppa, whatever your business ventures are, and whatever corporations that are enforcing these policies are going to run it how they see fit. Like, I don't see, like, you can't beat them at this point. So you might as well just not get vaccinated and go on about your business.
Right, exactly. I agree. Like, Kyrie Irving could be well off doing whatever he wants to at this point. Like, he's a well-known name. Like, he could go to another team or business venture, whatever he wanted to do.
Go play in the Big Three with Ice Cube.
Okay, figure it out.
And my thing is, like, I don't understand why the anti-vax people, or some of them, are, like, so against other people getting the vaccine or against mandates with it. And it's just like, when it's a public safety crisis, you kind of just gotta go with it. You gotta roll with it. It's tons of other things that we don't know what's in it or what they got going on with it. And we just taking that gamble. It's just a gamble you take at this point. Yeah. Unless you're financially free enough to not do that, then like an NLE Choppa or a Kyrie Irving, and then you could just do what you want. That's the society we live in. Like, I don't know what they want us to do at this point.
Right. Like, what do you expect?
I don't know. But long story short, NLE Choppa, you do you, and everybody else gonna do them. Now let's talk about NBA YoungBoy. He's trying to get about from behind bars, or people are trying to get him from out behind bars. There's a petition going around on change.org, and it already has over 100,000 signatures to free NBA YoungBoy. Wow.
It only took 2 weeks for them to get all those signatures, too. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, those YoungBoy fans don't play around. When YouTube didn't want to promote his album, YoungBoy fans was out. He has a hive. Like, how there's a beehive, there's NBA YoungBoy hive. And I feel like all of them own weapons, whether legally registered or not registered.
Period.
But yeah, so NBA YoungBoy hive is serious. I'm not surprised that this petition is doing numbers. I kind of think it's a little late for NBA YoungBoy, though. He should have tried to pull this when Trump was in office, honestly, because that's when all the backdoor deals was happening. The pardons were happening, all the illegal activities to get people home. That's when that was going down. Joe Biden, I don't really see it happening for NBA YoungBoy if we depending on Joe to get it done. I don't think Joe Biden knows who NBA YoungBoy is. I don't even think Joe Biden knows who he is on some days, quiet as his cap. But it's kind of slim for that, if you ask me, if that's really going to make waves with YoungBoy being locked up right now and if we're depending on any of these current officials.
Yeah, I mean, but Joe Biden was trying to be down at some points during his presidency or his race. So maybe he was... Maybe you could get to know who NBA YoungBoy is, and people will look at him like how people looked at Donald Trump for getting Lil Wayne pardon and other people
Kodak
like
Black.
That. Oh, yeah, Kodak Black, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Well, per the We the People policy, the White House does typically respond to petitions once they reach over 100,000 signatures. But they say that that's not always the case when it comes to criminal cases, according to whitehouse.gov. So basically it's at their discretion whether or not they want to even acknowledge this.
Right.
Do you think they're really going to let YoungBoy out?
I feel like they're probably laughing at this whole petition at change.org. Like, they're like, who is NBA YoungBoy or YoungBoy NBA? However, they probably don't know how to say it. I think they probably think it's a joke.
They might look at it. They might be like, National Basketball Association, YoungBoy. Oh, this guy's a part of the NBA? Like, all right, let's take a look at it.
Maybe.
And then they're going to see who he really is. They're going to pull up one YouTube video of a song of his, and they're going to be like, yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They're going to be like, oh, 15 kids, 12 baby mamas, minister society, keep them.
Right.
Yeah, no, man. Sorry, YoungBoy. You're going to have to do this one through the lawyer and get you a Johnny Cochran level type person to represent you, and maybe you can make your way out of this. But he did go on a wild foot chase with the feds, so I'm not sure. Best wishes to him, man, because he has several kids to take care of. So hopefully they do let him out somehow, some way, whether it be through his lawyers or through this petition. Yeah, hopefully he's out of hopefully he gets out soon, because there's going to be several fatherless children if young boy stays behind bars.
Yeah, hashtag free NBA young boy.
Free young boy. Now let's talk about Baby Keem. He has announced his tour for his album Melodic Blue, and we might get a pop-up appearance from the GOAT while we're there, like if we go to this Melodic Blue tour.
Yeah, we might get that on a special date, but he did come out on Thursday that the tour is making a few stops. It's going to be at 15 different venues across the country. It got stops in Washington, D.C., Houston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New York City, and a couple other big cities.
Yeah, he announced it on Instagram. He was like, the Melodic Blue Tour. Artist pre-sale today at 1 p.m. local time. General sale on Friday, which is today, starting at 10 a.m. Tickets at themelodicblue.com/shows. Let's go, Baby Keem. Put that debut album out. Got the tour lined up and ready. I love a good rollout like this, honestly. And the genius thing that they did was say that Kendrick Lamar is going to be at one of these shows and not tell people which show it is, because now you're going to have people going in every city. Because I'm definitely going to the closest one that's to North Carolina, which is probably Atlanta, because I'm like, all right, we might get a Kendrick performance. Like, I got to be there.
Right, like you got to catch it. Like, if you see Kendrick at your tour stop, that's lit.
Yeah, and you don't know which one it's going to be. So that incentivizes everyone to come in every single city, just off the chance that they might get Kendrick. And plus, I wanted to see Baby Keem live anyway, just because I enjoyed the album. I enjoy his music. But that Kendrick possibility is just the icing on the cake, that extra incentive to get people to go. That's brilliant right there.
Yeah, I like that.
And Kendrick doesn't have to commit to a whole tour. Just pop out on that one day. Pretty sure it's going to be one of the Cali shows, honestly. But, you know, yeah. We still going to keep hope alive over here on this coast.
We can dream on the East Coast that Kendrick somehow just ends up on that tour bus on this side.
Right. So that's Baby Keem, Melodic Blue Tour. Get those tickets for that. Now let's talk about some of this new music. It's Friday, New Music Friday. Who we got on the release schedule?
A couple big album drops. You got Don Toliver, Life of a Don, that is out.
Love, love, love Don Toliver. Been waiting on this album. First thing I'm going to be listening to after we conclude this podcast.
Yes, and he also is on tour as well. I think his tour just started. So if he's coming to your city, definitely check out the Don Toliver tour.
Oh, yeah, I got to pull up at one of those shows, too.
He also got Tech N9ne. He got Asinine. That album is dropping.
Great play on words. I will be listening just for that. I see what you did there, Tech N9ne. Cool. Okay. Oh, and fun fact, this Sunday, Sleepy Brown and Big Boy are dropping the Big Sleepover. So, you know, got a little something on a church day to listen to with Big Boy and Sleepy Brown. So a few good things to get into. We are going to leave you to it. Have an amazing weekend. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, make sure you subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and wherever you're listening at right now. If you're on Spotify, follow us on Spotify. If you're on Apple Podcasts, follow us there. If you're on Podbean, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, all of that, make sure you follow us and subscribe to our YouTube channel too. That's Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can also follow us. You know, we follow back sometimes, especially if you're a supporter of the podcast. Like, you know, if you DM or you comment or you rate us on Apple Podcasts, like, we'll definitely follow you back if you show love on social media, for sure. At Asia Sky is what I am on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything, too.
Enjoy the rest of this weekend. Enjoy all of this good music. We'll see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.